Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horitz, and today we will be studying the Torah Parshas Balak. So this Shabbos in Chutz Arts, remember, we're going according to the Chutz Arts calendar, Alavai, we should all be shocked to be back in our lawn, Bekarov Mamish. This week we read the double parsh of Chukas Balak. When we read a double parsh of Chukas Balak, we read the Haftorah for Parshas Balak, which is what we will be studying today. It comes from Sefer Micha, Parak Hei Pasuk Vav through Parak Vav Pasuk Ches. It's a pretty short Haftorah, like I sometimes do. It's really divided into three main sections, like you will hear. The first is about a beautiful vision of the end of days and the triumph of Israel over the nations of the world. The second section is further about Yemos HaMashiach and Hashem will remove false gods and false powers from our midst. And the third section's rebuke. Does Hashem want empty offerings? Does Hashem want us to stray after other gods? I will tell you, man, what God wants and what is good. Let's begin with the Pesukim, very beautiful Haftorah. Micha, Parak Hei, Pasuk Vav. V'haya, and it will be in the end of thee, She'eris Yaakov Bekerav Amim Rabim, the remnant of Yaakov, that is amongst many nations, were scattered all over to the ends of the earth. But in the end of days, that remnant of Yaakov that finds itself amongst so many nations of the earth, Kital Me'es Hashem, will be like the blessing of dew from Hashem, kirevivim alei esef, like raindrops upon grass. Asher, just like blessing of dew and rain is such a bracha from Hashem, and it nurtures the world. Klal Yisrael in the end of days will be like dew and rain that nurtures the world. Asher lo yikave le'ish, just like rain and dew do not hope for man. Rain and dew do not come from man. They come from the system of a teva, which is a kodesh baruch hu. So too, Am Yisrael in the end of days will not need to hope for man. V'lo yachel livnei adam. V'lo yachel livnei adam. We will not hope for the sons of man. We will no longer place our trust in this government and that government and this organization and this lobby group and this friend of Israel and that friend of Israel. Will be like rain and dew, where the blessing is totally from a kodesh baruch hu. What a gorgeous nevuah. V'haya she'eris Yaakov b'gayim, pasuk zayin. V'haya she'eris Yaakov b'gayim b'kerev amim rabim. It will be the remnant of Yaakov, who is amongst many nations. Ka'arye babehemos, like a lion, the king of beasts amongst animals. Like a lion of Ka'arye babehemos ya'ar. Am Yisrael in the end of days will be like a lion amongst the animals of the forest. Instead of being like the sheep that is hounded, we will be like the lion amongst the animals of the forest. Kichafir be'ed reitzon. We will be like the young lion amongst the flocks of sheep. Asharim avar viramas vitaraf. What is the koach of a lion? When he passes by, he can trample and maul the weaker animals, and there is no one to rescue them from the lion. Tarab, so Am Yisrael will be like the lion who will trample their enemies, and there will be no one to rescue the enemies from our hand. Taram yadcha al tzarecha. Let your hand, God, be raised over your enemies. V'chalei vecha yikarisu. And all your enemies will be cut down. This is the first three psukim of the Haftorah. Next section of the Haftorah. Again, it's not divided into sections in the Navi. I'm dividing them into sections for you. Continuing the theme, but slightly different undertone, like you will hear. V'haya b'yamahu nu'um Hashem. It'll be on that day, says Hashem. V'hichrati susecha mikirbecha. Ooh, I will cut down, I will eliminate the horses. Horses were an animal of warfare from your midst. I will destroy your chariots. In other words, Am Yisrael will not need horses and chariots anymore. We won't have enemies left to fight. When Hashem takes away this prowess of our people, it means there will be shalom in the land. V'ichrati orei artzecha. Wow, the Hasarti Komiv Tzarecha. I will cut down, I will eliminate the walled cities and the fortresses in your land. Why? We won't need fortresses. We won't need walled cities. We're commanded in many places, including Parshas Kedoshim and in the Sefer Devarim as well. We're not allowed to do Kishuf and Ma'onim. These are different kinds of incantations and necromancers and Avodah Zarah and charms and different omens to believe in the future. Hashem says, I will cut that away. Kishuf and Ma'onid. V'yichrati pisilacha u'matzev osecha mikr becha. I will eliminate your idols and your matzevos, your monuments for idol worship from your midst. You will no longer, Am Yisrael, bow down to the work of your hand. So in other words, this is a prophecy of the end of days, but it's also a rebuke to Am Yisrael. Why do you need kishuf? Why do you need ma'onin? Why do you need pesilim, statues? Why do you need matzevos of avodah zarah? Why are you bowing down to the work of your hand, Hashem is saying? I will cut down and uproot asherah of avodah zarah trees from your midst. I will destroy the cities. Where am I up to? Yeah, sorry. I will destroy the cities of your enemies. Asisi ba'af ubechema. I will act with wrath and fury. Nakom es hagoyim. I will take nakama vengeance amongst the nations. Asher lo shamir, they did not listen to me. Third section begins with Parak Vav. Shimuna is asher Hashem omer. Listen, hear up, that which Hashem says. Kum, get up. Riv es haharim v'tishma'ana hagvoz kolecha. The Navi is now calling out to the mountains and the valleys and the hills. Hear the voice, hear the word of Hashem. Shimu harim es riv Hashem. Listen, mountains, to the quarrel, the argument of Hashem. V'ha'esanim mostei aretz. Esanim are the strong foundations of the earth. Eitan, Avram was known as Avram ha'eitan because it was a foundation of the earth. Ki riv l'Hashem, who does Hashem have a quarrel with? Im Amo, who? With his nation. The Im Yisrael Yisfakach, and Hashem contends with Israel. What is God's complaint? That we turned away from him. Ami, and now the Navi, in the name of Hashem, addresses Am Yisrael. First he addresses the mountains and the hills, the world, the valleys. Everybody listen to my quarrel with Am Yisrael. Now the prophet turns his voice to Am Yisrael. Pasuk Gimel, Ami, my nation. Me'asisi lecha. Hashem says, my nation, what did I do to you? Uma hel Esicha. And how did I exhaust you? Okay, this is, I love Shorashim, you know, okay? We're in Pasuk Gimel here, Perek Vav, of Micha. Hey, Lamed Aleph, Tav Yud Chaf Sofis. Hel a Ticha or Hel a Sicha. The Shorash Le'ah in the Torah, Lamed Aleph, Hey, means tired, weary, or exhausted. You have it in Bereshis Perek Yates, and when people surround the town, the house of Lot, because they want to get out the strangers to have their way with them. They are exhausted from trying to find the entrance of Lot's house because they've all been stricken with blindness. And Parak Zion by Makos Dam, when the Egyptians were exhausted because there was no water to drink from the river. So here we have that same shorash. Uma heli ticha anebi. Hashem says, did I exhaust you? Testify against me, my nation Israel. What? Not only did I not exhaust you, not only did I not do bad to you, I took you up from the land of Egypt. I saved you from the house of slavery. I redeemed you. Miriam. Not only did I save you from slavery, I sent before you three great leaders, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Ami, pasukei, zecharna mayatz balak melech moav, uma ana also bilam ben boar. This is the most obvious connection, of course, to Parshas Balak. Remember, my nation, what Balak and Bilam got together to do to you? Remember what Balak, the king of Moab, planned? He wanted to curse you. Remember what Bilam, the son of Beor, answered? He also wanted to curse you with the power of words. Did I allow them to curse you? No. Did I allow them to destroy you at Shittim, Perakov Dalit, of Parshas Balak, into Parshas Pinchas with their bad advice? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, when Bilam saw he couldn't destroy Am Yisrael with the power of word, all of his clothes turned into brechus. So he says to King Balak, you know what? Kam ba'i atzcha itza. I have a different advice for you. Elokim shel elu sone zimahu. Bilam told Balak, the God of the Israelites hates lewdnessness and promiscuity. Set up a shuk. Mehar shalag ad beis hayishimos. Set up a marketplace from two points in Eretz Yisrael. Har Shalag, not really Eretz Yisrael, along the border. Actually, I shouldn't say that. They didn't cross into land yet. From Har Shalag, which is Be'er Chermon, at Beis HaYeshimos. Put zonos, prostitutes, by the stalls in the shuk. Put a zakenim bi'bechutz, an old prostitute outside each stall. V'yalda mibifnim. Put a young prostitute inside. U'b'shah she'yisra ochim v'shochsim u'smeichim v'yotzim l'tayel. And after the Israelites ate and drink, and they were very happy, they went for a walk on the marketplace. They went to window shop. Oh, they would see a fine linen garment. Bilam says to Balak, sell them linen garments. They are sick already of wearing their clothing that they left Egypt with so long ago. And the Israelite would say to the Zona Bechutz, how much is this robe? She would say, full price. And then the Yalda would stick her head out of the tent and she would say, no, for you it's on sale. And this would happen, says the Gemara, two times, three times, until finally the Israelite was a ben bias. That's what the Gemara says, mamish, ben bias. And the Zona would say, wow, haray ak ben bayit. That's, you're already so regular in my tent. Shave, sit down, baror la'atzmecha, which robe do you want? It's a tsune shal yayin emori munach etzla. She had a jug of ammonai wine. She would pour him some wine until his passion bo'erba raged in him. And he says, Hashmili, yield yourself to me, yield yourself to me. She said, I can't yield to you until you worship Baal Pa'ar. He says, hello, Yehudi, ani gavaldik. He says to her, well, how could I worship Avodah Zarah? I'm a Jew. You're a Jew. You're sitting in the tent with the Zona. You've been there two, three, four times. You're drinking wine with her. You're buying her robes. Avodah Zarah, he says, I can't do that. She says, lo bikshu klum mimcha alapir. You don't have to do anything. Just defecate to the idol. V'hu lo yadeh. He doesn't know. She'avodah b'kach. That's how you worship the idol. He worshiped Baal Pa'ar. She took hotziu. She takes the Avodah Zarah out of her bosom. She says, here's Baal Pa'ar. He does Baal Pa'ar. He sleeps with her. Zimri was leading the charge with the Midianite princess Cosby. Pinchas got up to kill them. That's the Eitzah. Zecharna ma ya'atz Balak melech Moav u ma'ana oso Bilam ben Bar. Remember what these two people wanted to do? When they tried Balak, the king of Moab, and Bilam ben Bar from Pisora, the sorcerer. And they wanted to curse you with words, and they couldn't. They went on to bring cursation upon you. Min hashitim. Where did they sin? Perach of Dal, the beginning of the Perach. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim. That's where this event of Baal Pa'ar and being with the woman occurred. So we're still in the Pasuk here, in Pasuk Hey. Let's go back to the Navi, okay? Ami, my nation chastises God to the B'nai Yisrael. Zecharna maya atz balak merech mov. Uma ana oso bilim b'ar min hashitim. So you remember what happened in Shitim? Ad ha-Gilgal. What does that mean? From Shittim to Gilgal. So I'm going to quote Rashi and Mitzudas David. What are we talking about Gilgal? We know what happened in Shittim. What's Gilgal? So Rashi says, ready? Min ha-Shittim from Shittim, shechatasam lisham. At Shittim, you sin to me there. Nevertheless, du'u tzidkosai. Am Yisrael, know my righteousness, God says. Shalom manati tovasi ve'ezrasi mikem. Even though you sinned to me by Shittim, know my divine righteousness. I did not withhold my good and my assistance from you. Ad hevesi eschem laGilgal, till I brought you to Gilgal. From there we crossed into the land. The kavash lifnechem sham esartzem. From Gilgal, I conquered therefore you the land of Israel. So what does it mean, min Shittim ad Gilgal, min Shittim ad Gilgal? Even though you sinned against me in Shittim, I did not remove my assistance and my good from you. I continue to be a benevolent God. I brought you to Gilgal. From Gilgal, I helped you. Not I helped you. I conquered the land before you. That's Rashi. And Mitzudas David says very similarly, Min Hashitim, Rotzalomar, Mitzudas David, Rotzalomar, the Pasuk means to say, Zichru hatova sha'asalechem min Hashitim. Remember, God says, the good for you that I did at Shittim, Ad she'evi eschem la Gilgal, until I brought you to Gilgal. Where's Gilgal? Says Mitzudas David, V'hu biktzei Eiver HaYarden HaMa'aravi. It is at the edge of Eiver LaYarden on the western side. So we're about to cross into land. The Ka'omer, like the Pasuk says, Ki Im Ki Avadim B'Shitim LeBaal Pa'ar. At Shittim we worship Baal Pa'ar. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, even though you worship the Baal Pa'ar, Lo Rafu Yadav Mikem. Micha is saying that God did not loosen his hold upon you Ad Shevi Eschem El Ha'aretz, until he brought you to land. That's what Gilgal is. So even though you followed after the advice of Balak and Bilam, and you did terrible sins at Shittim, Ad HaGilgal, I still gave you mercy, and I still gave you kindness, and I still gave you chesed. I brought you to Gilgal, at the edge of the Yarden, on the western point, where I crossed you into the land, putting Ma'ashi and Mitzvah's Davi together, and I conquered the land before you. Laman das tzidkos Hashem, so you should know the righteousness of God. Pasuk Vav, the Navi continues, What shall I b'ma akadem Hashem? Ikev l'alokem aram. What shall I, with what, you may ask, shall I come close to Hashem? Ha akadmenu ba'olos ba'agalim b'nei shana. Do you think Hashem wants your korbanos? Ha yirtz Hashem ba'al fe'elim. Do you think Hashem wants thousands of rams? Birevovos nachle shemen. Do you think He wants tens of thousands of streams of oil? These are all aspects of korbanos. Is that what Hashem wants from us? Ha'aitein b'chori pishi. Does Hashem want you to give your firstborn in exchange for your transgression? Does He want pre-bitni chatas nafshi? Does He want the fruit of your womb as an atonement for the sin of your soul? Hashem doesn't want empty korbanos. Hashem doesn't want 1,000 rams and 10,000 streams of oil. He doesn't want your firstborn and the fruit of your womb as an atonement. You know what Hashem wants? One of the most famous psukim in Navi, one of the most gorgeous psukim, even though they're all gorgeous. Micha perek val pasachas. Higidecha adam matov. I will tell you, man, what is good. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. And what Hashem desires from you. Ki im asos mishpat. You should do justice. Va'ahavas chesed. You should love kindness. That's ne'alechad imelokecha. Modestly and humbly, you should walk with Hashem, your God. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to be people of asos mishpat. He wants us to love loving kindness. And He wants us to walk meekly, humbly, and modestly with Hashem, your God. I want to connect this to the parsha. The most obvious is Balak and Bilam, but I want to connect it a little bit deeper, okay? The beginning of the Nevuah, don't forget the beginning of this gorgeous Nevuah, which describes the triumph of Klal Yisrael in the end of days. We're going to connect it to two different sections in the Nevuah of Bilam itself. So first, let's look at Pasuk Vav, okay? First Pasuk of the Haftorah. The highest Eris Yaakov bekerav Amim Rabim. It will be in the end of days. The remnant of Yaakov will be amongst many nations. Ketal me'is Hashem, like dew from Hashem, and like water, grass upon, like rain upon grass. They will not have to hope for man. They will not have to wait for man to save them. Ah, instead of waiting for man and being like sheep, what will we be? Pasuk Zayin, v'hayish eris Yaakov bagoyim, and the remnant of Yaakov will be amongst the nations, bekerav amim, amongst all the nations. Rabim will be amongst so many nations, ba ka'aryeh ba'behemos yar. We will have the strength of a lion amongst all the animals in the forest. Kichafir ba'ed reitzon. We will be like the young lion amongst the flock of sheep. In his nevuah, and parak chaf gimel, pasuk chaf dalid, what does Bilam say? Vayisa mashallah, here we go. No, one second. Chaf gimel, I was in the wrong parak. Chaf gimel, chaf dalid. You know what Bilam says about Am Yisrael? Hein am kilavi yakum. Chapter 23, verse 24 of the parasha. Behold, they are a nation who will rise like a lion. They will raise itself like a lion. Lo yishkav ad yochel taraf. They will not lie down until they consume their prey. V'dam chalolim yishta. And the blood of the slain he will drink. And Am Yisrael is triumphant. They are a nation that rises like a lion. They, like a young lion, kilavi, they rouse themselves like a lion. They will consume the blood and tear apart their prey. That's exactly what Micha says. We will be like a lion amongst the animals of the forest. We will be like a young lion amongst the sheep. Okay, so that's one very beautiful connection to the parasha. Secondly, these first three psukim, which we focused on the beginning of our shir, are connected to Yemos HaMashiach, and the triumph of Am Yisrael and Yemos HaMashiach will be like dew, will be like rain, will have the strength of a lion, just like animals are afraid of a lion, nations of the world will be afraid of us, Hashem's hand will be raised over His enemies, all of the God's enemies and Am Yisrael's enemies will be cut down. The belief in Melech HaMashiach from Torah comes from Nevuas Bilam. And Parachov Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Bilam says, Arenu v'lo ata, I see it, but not now. Bilam says, I see something, but I don't see it now. Ashurenu v'lo karav, I view it, but it's not close. What does he see that's not now and not close? Dorach kochav miyakov, a star will shoot forth from Yaakov. V'kam shevet miYisrael, a rod, R-O-D, a leader will rise in Israel. Umachatz paase Moav, he will strike down the extremities of Moav, vikarkar kol b'nei Shais, and undermine all the children of Shais. Bilam says, I see something coming, but not now. I behold it, but it's not close. A star will shoot forth from Jacob. A rod will arise in Israel, It will cut down its enemies. Rashi says this pasuk is to be understood like Targum Unkelus. Ready for Targum Unkelus? Chazese velo ka'an. I see it, says Bilam, but not yet. Sichise, I see a vision of it. Velo otisu kari, but it's not close. What do I see? Kad yakum malka me Yaakov. A king will arise in Yaakov. V'yisraba mishicha miyisrael. The great Mashiach will come in Israel. V'yiktol revarevei Moav. A Mashiach and the king in Israel will cut down the myriads of Moab. V'yishlo b'chol b'nei anasha. And the Mashiach will rule over all of mankind. That is Peruch of Dad, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And this Pasuk is the Deoraisa source for our belief in Melech HaMashiach. Parenthetically, that's why Bar Kozivo is called Bar Kochva from this Pasuk, because Rabbi Akiva thought the Bar Kochva rebellion 65 years after Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Akiva actually believed, they believed in that time that Bar Kochva was the Mashiach, Shimon ben Koziva. He was called Bar Kochva, the son of a star, because of Bilam's Nevuah, Dorach Kochav Miyakov. And this is a belief in Melech HaMashiach from the Torah. Like Targum Unka says, I behold, but not yet. I view the vision of it, but it's not yet close. What do I view? The king will arise from Jacob, and the Mashiach will come to Israel. And that king Mashiach will kill myriads from Moab and rule over all the sons of men. And I think it's a gorgeous, perhaps not so obvious connection to the Haftorah, the description of Balak, that Israel rises like a lion, like Micha sees in the end of days, and like Micha sees in the end of days when Israel rules over her enemies, is founded in Parshas Balak. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom, and all the best.